Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Coachella's been happening over the weekend, and again, we're being drip-fed the big stories that happen. Yeah. So Lana Del Rey brought out Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Loads of people just brought out people. There was a South African performer who brought out Justin Bieber.
That's right, yeah.
And everyone's talking about Justin Bieber's face.
Oh.
What's been going on with him? But there was a lot of people online kind of saying, you know, is he on something? He has a condition. It was announced, you know, fairly recently enough, the condition that he's been going through, which causes the side of his face to go numb.
Okay.
And it's a little bit like Bell's palsy.
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what he has. He's not on anything.
Like, it kind of causes a droopy face.
So people were very quick to judge him at Coachella. Ben, this happened. Will Smith arrives, Vic. Dressed in the black uniform for Men in Black. Well, black uniform, black suit.
Here come the MIB. Here come the MIB.
Just random.
MIB.
Coachella.
And there you go. That was him last night doing his thing.
That's a bit strange, isn't it?
Just out of the blue. It looked pretty incredible. They had a massive alien head and loads of alien dancers. It was crazy.
I wonder if that's something to do with... Remember where I was talking about in VIPs last week about how his PR people are kind of pushing him back into the kind of the limelight
Everything,
again.
Yeah. It's all leading up to the whole... It's the forgiveness project, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Did you hear anything about Blur?
I heard Blur had a bad gig. They didn't get on well with the crowd at all.
Just didn't translate, but I suppose you were talking about perhaps the kind of crowd that are out at Coachella.
I would imagine most of them, American kids, 17, 18 to 23, 24, they're the core audience.
Yeah.
They haven't a clue who Blur are.
Not a clue, yeah. And even if they were playing in Europe, I think people would have more of a clue who they were.
But even at that age demo, Blur have not been on the scene since the 90s, really. Yeah. I mean, they've had a few drips and drabs of songs through the years.
Yeah.
And obviously Damon has gone on to do the Gorilla stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, he was on stage and he just basically said, we're never coming back.
That's exactly what he
said. We'll go one more, yeah. You can do it better than that.
No response.
No.
You'll never see us again, so you might as well sing this.
Yes, that was basically, he just starts swearing at them going, you know, if you're giving us nothing, we won't be coming back.
It must be hard though. I know what you're saying. Perhaps it was the age difference, but it must be hard to be performing like that at a festival and really not getting any response back.
You just have to get on with it.
There was a load of comments that went viral with people saying it was embarrassing and that the audience were dead.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of it. Feeling.
Yeah. But they didn't know who Blur were, to be fair.
And there's egos at play there as well.
Of course,
because they were huge back in the day.
What happened, Grimes?
Grimes had a bit of a nightmare. Technical issues. This was part of her set. Have a listen.
Oh, God. What happened to her? Did she fall off the stage?
There was something wrong. I don't know. Anyway, you might be able to explain it better.
Oh, yeah. She was DJing. So what happened is she was DJing and the songs weren't syncing up for her.
Oh, that's what it was.
She had her CDJs and her USBs, but she was trying to play and music just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then she picked up the mic and just started screaming.
God, she did, yeah.
She just lost her mind. And with big shows and with festivals, most DJs and most performers will program their set. It's 99% of them are pre-recorded.
So they're not playing?
They're not actually playing live.
What are they doing then?
So they'll sync up the visuals with the music that they're playing. So it's a pre-produced production. And then what they're doing up on stage is they're basically just twiddling their knob. No, legit. They're just like twisting the bass, turning filters on, and it looks like they're doing things.
It does. And they're not.
Yeah.
Oh, lads, we're being codded.
And they're getting paid probably about $500,000 a set. $500,000.
For twiddling your knob.
How bad?
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Starring Academy Award winner Kate Winslet. The Regime. Streaming with Now.
Beyonce's Texas Hold'em. 10 past 7. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. Go on, Beyonce.
Damn, damn if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor, only two.
Do you like it yet?
Meh. That's how I feel about it.
You feel meh.
There's some songs I love and some songs that are like meh.
and that's a
meh. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I even kept my meh in key with the song.
I hope
you appreciate that.
I did.
Come here, it's 76 days until Wimbledon starts for you tennis freaks. And what else have we got? Yes, the presidential elections are 203 days away, which is going to be interesting if you're keeping an eye on American politics. Today is New Year's Day in Burma.
Aww.
Happy New Year to all the Burmese this morning. So, I don't know, New Year's resolutions, are they taking part in any of them?
Where is Burma?
It's just beyond Clonakilty, about 40 minutes. you celebrate your birthday today with Freddie Lundberg, the Swedish footballer, is 47, and Chance the Rapper, who's 31 today. And on this day in 1990, this very day, the huge Nelson Mandela concert took place in Wembley Stadium. Remember that? It was Simple Minds and Neil Young and Lou Reed and Tracy Chapman. All celebrating his release. And on this day in 2003, a group of Russian train conductors had to be hospitalized after smashing their heads repeatedly against the train window to find out who had the strongest forehead.
Oh, my.
That's the most Russian thing I've ever heard. We will keep banging head off window, find out who's strongest head. Anyway, they all ended up in hospital with concussion.
That's crazy.
And on this day in 2018, Ant of Ant and Dec fame appeared in court charged with drink driving. That happened in 2018.
Yeah.
That feels like it was a year ago.
No, yeah.
Or 2 years ago.
Ago now, yeah.
That's mad.
Do you know what? I saw something really funny yesterday. Irish actor, Andrew
Strong?
No, Andrew who's in the film with Paul Mescal.
Oh, yes, I know.
I can't think of his surname, but I saw something online yesterday. It was very funny. Somebody said, he's a perfect mix of Ant and Deck. And it's like one of those things, once you see it,
yeah,
you can't unsee it. So I'm going to show it to you now
in a
minute.
So he's like a gelling of the two lads.
He really is.
Yeah, all right. by the way, Britain's Got Talent fans, it's back on Saturday. And it's the 17th year of Britain's Got Talent. I still think it's a great show. There's always something mental on it. And remember your man that just came out and he danced around and clapped and he won it? The fella, what was his name a couple of years ago?
Is it this fella? No, the Stavros.
The Stavros was incredible as well. But there was a guy that just came out and he just kept taking his top off and he was wearing a kind of a luminous vest. It was like a road worker's vest. And he just danced around the stage, but he was amazing. Anyway, more of that on Saturday night. A dad of four has picked up a rather bizarre hobby taking photographs of bins and rating them. So what he does is he goes around his local estate, or if he's out walking, he'll whip out his phone, he'll take a photograph of a bin, he puts it up on Instagram, and he'll ask people to rate this bin.
Ah, for God's sake.
He is officially the world's first binfluencer.
Oh, God.
His name is Andy Bailey. He's taken pictures of almost 100 bins now in his hometown. And the 49-year-old uploads them to Instagram. People have to vote them. He has thousands of followers. And you have to rate the bin out of 25.
Where's he from?
Where do you think he's from?
The UK.
100%. What we want to know this morning, every single one of you listening have had some kind of a social media faux pas.
Yes.
Now, either you or particularly your parents, how have your parents messed up with technology? That's what I want to know this morning. All right. 086-8104-106. I think I might have mentioned before that my own mother, like she forgets, she doesn't know how Facebook works. And she's 68.
Yeah.
And she thinks when she's messaging somebody that it's just between them, like when she's publicly, like in, you know, on the main pages and under their photos or whatever, she doesn't realize that other people can read it. She still hasn't quite grasped the fact that this is not WhatsApp, that it's not a kind of one-to-one conversation
or a text.
And she had a ferocious bitching session about somebody. Publicly.
Actually, she has an awful drink problem and all of that kind of crap.
Luckily, it was spotted.
And did she write it on the wall?
She wrote it. She thought she was messaging somebody privately. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we love you, Mrs. Cunningham.
She's amazing. But also, I think a year or two ago, she shared a photograph, a missing persons article, of a fella that got abducted in Mexico, a Mexican lad that got abducted in Mexico. But she shared it to all her friends up in Mayo.
Because you never know where he might turn up.
Mayo,
you
know, is it?
Absolutely. He could well be there.
From Mexico to Mayo.
I mean, it's a perfect link. Neil Prendeville is here from 9 o'clock this morning. Kira's here in the afternoon with that massive 20 grand phone call coming up. And Colm's on the home run a little bit later on. We're talking about your parents and technology fails this morning. Because this, you know, particularly social media and the use of smartphones has really, when we started out, I guarantee you we messed up all over the place.
Yeah.
And did stupid things that we can't even remember we did. Yeah. Like giving love to someone on Bebo that you didn't love.
Bebo!
How many loves did you have, Rory?
Quite a few, I'd say.
I had a couple of thousand loves.
Yeah.
You remember you got your little heart.
That's right.
Getting your top 16 in order, yeah.
Absolutely. So what kind of a mess up have you made online, either you or your parents? We want to hear from you this morning. 0868 104 106. My mother went live on Facebook, it says here. Put her phone down, accidentally went live on Facebook, so she's now broadcasting to everybody. Hopped into the car, put the phone face down, and then for a 45 minute spin from Cork City down to West Cork could be heard roaring the hits of Garth Brooks.
Nice.
By the time she turned the phone over, there was 90 people viewing and millions of likes and loves.
There's a market there for it, obviously.
Someone else's mother went on Facebook Live and was talking to everybody, knowing she was live.
Yeah.
But then finished her conversation and left her phone going live for another couple of hours in the kitchen. The whole office gossip and village gossip was broadcast to everybody. What have you got for us on 0868 104 106? Let's see what's coming into us.
I was helping my mom with one of her final assignments, and I said to her, "What's the word count on it?" And she sighed, and held the pen up to the screen and started counting each word.
Oh no!
I was going, "What are you doing?" She didn't know there was word count on a Word document. She had been doing that for her whole. Course.
Oh, that's my heart bleeds for her. That is so. Oh, sorry, I've gone into number two here. That's hilarious, but so sad. So,
it would take you so long, though, wouldn't it?
They were the little pen, probably squinty eyed, looking, going 1, 2, 3.
Imagine the assignment was 6,000 words.
Exactly. Yeah, a thesis on long word essays. What have you got over there, Vic?
My mother-in-law accidentally liked a page called Frills and Thrills on Facebook. It was back when it came up on people's news feeds. My cousin took a screenshot and posted it to the family WhatsApp. The slagging is still as bad today over it. We only figured out about adding suggested friends when she was coming out with random bits of gossip about random people from around the town. We asked her how she knew it all. She said, "They're my friends on Facebook." And when we checked, she'd added half the town. That's brilliant.
Anything interesting from your camp?
This is kind of cute, like it's not really a fail, but my mum started a WhatsApp group called Rory. It just has me and her in it.
That's cute. Does she ever post in it?
Well, just when she wants to text me, she texts into the group, which is just me and her.
That's cute.
So there's only, like, she could text you direct normally.
Yeah, it's just me and her.
We have a special group.
Just you and me.
Just me and my mummy.
Here's another one, lads. Morning, guys. On a number of occasions, my mum on Facebook does a check-in to wherever she is, except she actually types her name and is checking in rather than doing an actual check-in from Rob. She probably says,
"Nice one, Rob." I'm there with you, lads. My mum cannot grasp the fact that the comment section on Facebook is not private. I keep having to remind her from Anya. My mum was the same. She was giving out stinking, gossiping and yakking and telling people where the key to the house was and everything publicly on Facebook. This is David O'Doherty, the comedian who sits with a little keyboard, talking about this very parental technology issue.
Mum and Dad, I'm so lucky. Still have you around. And I want to know every lesson you've picked up along life's way. But whenever I'm about to ask, you say, how do I print a Google? What channel is Netflix on? What's the password to the family? What is app? Okay, two things there now, Matt. There's no password. And secondly, you always call it What Is App. You know, it's WhatsApp. Yes, but David, it should be What Is App. Because it's What's and there's no apostrophe. I know, Mum. I'm sorry. David, what's a meme? Oh, for f***ing sake. Where is the cloud? I don't know. Should we get TikToks? Nope. David, I think I'm stuck on the dark web. What? Show me your computer. That yet? Yeah, no, you, see that? You've just turned your color balance down.
I love it. Parental fans, please, let's have them. 0868104106. Galantis, David Guetta, Little Mix, morning.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
The absolute panic behind the scenes here as Gillian's line goes dead 25 seconds before we're on the air. Are you there, Gillian?
I'm here.
You just, like, a large streak of grey hair has appeared on Victoria's head. You can't be doing things like that to her.
Panic stations, Jim.
No idea what happened. The call just went.
Hey, listen, it happens. Don't panic. It's probably our fault. We'll take the bullet for you. I was telling you off air the answer for number two, but I'll do that for you on the air, okay? Because I promised you a bit of help. So you've got number one, you've got number two. The rest is up to you, and you just take a guess, and we'll see how you get on. By the way, Gillian, have you had any social media fails? Have you ever done anything silly online?
I'm trying to think, and I don't think I have. I probably have, I just can't remember at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I have a message here from Leanne saying, my nan constantly uploads Facebook stories by accident of her lying in bed on her own.
Oh, bless her.
All right. One time she changed her profile photo to a family photo of some random woman up the road. I had to run and delete it straight away. It's just
it, like, technology.
Keep pressing buttons and hope for the best. All right, listen, best of luck here, Gillian. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Gillian, what Irish singer was in One Direction?
Niall Horan.
Who is the Prime Minister of the UK? Rishi Sunak. Question number three. Question number three. What French footballer was famous for a kung fu kick at Man United?
Eric Cantona.
Question number four. Love Island is recorded on what island?
Ibiza.
Question number five. Where did Prince William and Kate Middleton meet?
College.
Question number six. How many minutes is in a standard soccer game?
90.
Robin Fenty is whose real name?
Rihanna.
Question number eight. What is the highest grossing movie ever?
Barbie.
What did you say?
Barbie.
Question number nine. Who wrote the Twilight books? So all of the Twilight
Charlie
books.
Harris.
And question number 10. How many Harry Potter movies are there?
Seven.
The seven. Okay, that's 10 questions answered. Let's see how you get on. Gillian, fair play to you.
Give
us an answer for everything. Let's go back and see how you got on. Niall Horan is correct. You got number two, Rishi Sunak. Question number three, Cantona, Eric's famous kung fu kick. Love Island is recorded on Mallorca.
So close.
Yeah, they have kind of moved. They did kind of move it around the place, but the principal island is it's Mallorca. College is correct for number five. Standard soccer match is 90 minutes. Rihanna is Robin Fenty. Avatar is the highest grossing movie of all time.
It's made
2.6 billion or something.
Wow.
Highest grossing movie ever, Avatar. Who wrote Twilight?
I don't know. Gillian knows.
Stephanie Mayer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there are 8 Harry Potter movies, 7 books and 8 movies.
Was a good round though, Jill.
Jill, you missed a few of them along the way. We've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. And
brilliant. Thank you very much.
And we will get you back another day.
We will.
Excellent. Thanks a million.
Another day, another dollar, my friend. Thanks for listening, Jill. Have a great day.
Bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Wake up.
Stream every golf major with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
Britney Spears and Elton John and Hold Me Closer, 8:28. I've just read a message that came in from somebody and I'm... oh, wow. I don't know.
Hands over your face.
I'm not right after it.
Oh, really?
Let me get to Eric first. Eric, right. Parental fails and things that have happened to your parents online when it comes to technology. What have you got?
Hi, lads. So not to do it online, but one night my dad fell asleep with his headphones on and he was listening to Paul Smith, the comedian, who was doing a police sketch. And during it, started shouting, freeze, freeze, put your hands up, which instantly woke my dad up and jumped out of the bed.
Ah, Brilliant.
Didn't know what was going on.
Freeze, put your hands up.
Good on you, Eric. Thanks a million. All right.
Very funny.
I don't know how this happened, and I'm looking at my Instagram to try and recreate how this could happen to somebody. But I have a message here from somebody. My sister-in-law was using her phone as a mirror while trimming an area.
Oh, no.
And instead of going into stories on the menu, she clicked the live, which opened up her camera.
No.
Somehow, she activated the live button, balancing the phone. That's where the story ends. I don't know how many viewers did we achieve.
Oh my God.
Can I support with Simply Suits?
Can you move from one team that you're supporting to another team?
Are you asking after Liverpool lost?
No. I'm not suggesting.
I
won't be going anywhere. It is tough staying with your team during tough times. Nobody knows this more than Rory O'Hagan as a Man United supporter. And I'm just saying, there has been a service set up, and you might be interested in this. Here's Cormac Moore with more.
Man City supporters helpline.
Oh yeah, is it possible to swap from a United account to a City account?
Looking for an upgrade. Stand by.
Thanks, yeah, contract's almost up.
So you want to stop crying your heart out. What current package are you on with United?
Sorry, yeah, it's the they were class when I was a kid, so I started supporting them package.
And did that one come with the Ryan Giggs bed sheets?
It did, actually, yeah.
He was in everyone's bedroom, wasn't he?
Sorry?
Whatever. Listen, I can put you on the traitors package if you
that's
like.
That's a bit harsh.
Listen, you don't live forever, so change or stay being a depressed United fan.
Yeah, go on, I'll change. It's just not a very honourable thing to do, is it?
Not much honour in this club, don't worry about it. Once you got your money, all good.
Grand, yeah, okay, go on.
Can I just ask your main reason for wanting to leave United?
They're just...
Gone to And you're constantly yearning for the glory days when United were a feared team that relentlessly worked till they got a win and never gave up.
Yeah.
And you saw a part of yourself in them, and now, little by little, you're reminded that your best days are behind you and life has turned out a little bit Man United-y, mid-table, wasted talent, going nowhere.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, listen, that's you sorted on the traitor plan now. I've also thrown in a sports washing package for free for 24 months, okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Thanks very much. What is that, like, for washing my jerseys or something? Or...
No, it's just for human rights.
Oh, grand. Yeah.
Violations.
Sorry?
Nothing. Anyway, your package, it's confirmed. You're also happy to waive the option to support an Irish club. And just so you know, there may be times in the future when the service is interrupted due to an unprecedented 115 breaches of a financial fair play thing.
That sounds a bit serious, no?
Well, you're not going to be a United fan drowning your sorrows in cigarettes and alcohol, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Grand.
Lovely.
Sorry, just back to the human rights stuff with the, what were you saying there a second ago?
It's the human rights to support a winning team. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Cormac Moore on Instagram. His stuff is brilliant. 7:34. You okay, buddy?
We
still friends?
Not anymore.
Red FM Breakfast.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Tell me about someone's mum when she got a new mobile phone. What did she do?
This is from Janice in Mayfield. Listen to this. Morning, guys. When mobile phones first came out, we got my mam one. She got a message saying, "You have new mail in your mailbox." She said to me, "How the hell do they know I have mail?" And then she actually went outside to check the postbox.
Red FM's cash machine.
Where's all my letter scan?
That's brilliant.
Janice, outstanding. Oh my God. That is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But if you have more of those, they're flying into us. We'll get back to them in a little while. Now it's time to introduce you to Rachel Murphy. Here we go.
I am shaking. 10,354.13.
Is correct, Rachel. Congratulations.
I don't know what to say. I had a whole spiel of what I might say when I got on. And I used to tell my friends, it's my turn today.
Rachel, it is your turn today.
Thank you so much.
She's been saying it since Cash Machine began that she's going to win it.
Yep.
She's going to get that phone call. Imagine getting that phone call between 3 and 4 today. €20,418.81 is what is in the machine. It needs to be cleared out and taken and landed into your bank account. If you want to play, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It'll cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You have to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full T's and C's at redfm.ie. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. It is, what time is it in the world at all? It's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. Where the hell did the last 3 hours go?
I don't know. We're too busy chatting, Casey.
Zipping away. Okay, let me see. 3 people on the way to see Lyra. Mm-hmm. 3 pairs of tickets. Kellyanne, you and your buddy, you're coming to Lyra tomorrow. Cypress Avenue, 7 o'clock you need to be there. Doors will be open. Stevie G will be on the decks for about an hour. Lyra on stage, lashing out the tunes. You get to meet her afterwards. She will, of course, be making her album available as well if you want to buy a signed copy on the night. Big push to get Lyra to number one. We want this Cork artist to be top of the charts this weekend. So.
Yeah, it has to happen.
Kellyanne, you got a pair of tickets. Ross Barrett, you got a pair of tickets. Philip Conway.
Well done, lads.
You're all on the guest list for tomorrow. We'll have more tickets tomorrow morning. Make sure you wake up with us. We're here from 6 to 9 weekdays. And we'll have the last of the Lyra tickets for you tomorrow. We'll listen across the day as well. There'll be cheeky pairs flying all over the place.
Oh, they will.
So we're looking forward to that tomorrow night. Well done, everybody. If you're on the guest list for tomorrow, by the way, if you have confirmed as a winner of tickets for the gig tomorrow night, doors will be opening at about 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Be there as early as you can. She will be on stage. And you don't want to miss her tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show.
And, of course, you've got Stevie G warming up.
Hey, come here. You go see Stevie on his own. Never mind, Lyra. Yeah. Except Stevie doesn't have a potential number one album this weekend.
Yeah.
Or does he? Maybe.
Who knows?
I wonder what that fella be up to. Apple loses smartphone crown to Samsung.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
So Samsung phone users. There is this kind of cult divide between phone users.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for, I don't know, 15 years now. You're either an Android head or you're an Apple head.
And we're both Android heads, but do you ever get the side eye from an Apple head?
Oh, you do.
You've got a what?
You've got a what? Oh, my God, your phone could do so much more than me. Look at the speed of it. And oh, my God, and everything's integrated. I know, they're great, yeah. Listen, I don't care. I don't give a hoot as long as my phone works.
Yeah.
But I do like... I'm a Samsung fan. And that's only recently. I've had Apple all my life. But I started using... Samsung Galaxy S22 for photography is just incredible.
I have no idea what mine is called, but it's called a Samsung. There you go. At least yours has a model.
Vic, do you know what the phone does?
I think it's actually the same as yours.
Yeah, it's an S20 something.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
But for those of you back in the day, those of you who were smart enough to buy the greatest phone ever created, you knew what you were on about.
I want you to imagine a phone. Not just any phone. It's a Cork phone. The Cork Phone 7. The reason it's a phone from Cork is because it's a mobile phone and we've wrote Cork on it, making it a Cork phone. This phone is for you. It's for your life. And the Cork Phone 7 comes in two colours. Red and white. And white and red. And two sizes. Dinky and decent. The Cork Phone 7 comes fully loaded with the Evening Echo app, John Spillane's back catalogue. We've even thrown in a 19-foot charger, so if your Cork phone is going dead, you can lie in bed and watch Cork multi-channel on your dodgy black box.
I loved my Cork Phone 7. I was up at Electric Picnic last week, sure, and I'd no bottle opener for my Bacardi Breezer, so I happed the phone off and I popped it open. Decent!
Sure, I've been using the Cork phone for the last 5 years. Sure, didn't I get a flat tire there before outside Lebe Kelly? And sure, didn't I turn the phone on its side and it lifted the car for me? Sure, I'd know, Jack. She's some phone, lad.
What I love is about the Cork Phone 7 is Shammy. Shammy is an intelligent personal assistant and knowledge navigator. I can ask him anything and he tells me the answer straight away. Shammy, what's the queues like down in KSE's?
It's like the wall at China, kid.
What, like full of Chinese?
No, very long.
The Cork Phone 7, now featuring the most powerful chips to date.
What's up? You finna grab those?
The Cork Phone 7, retailing across Cork City for €47. If you buy her up in Holly Hill, she's tax free.
With KC.